Welcome to the Yes You May live stream podcast, where we do our best to help empower you to live into your best life by learning to give yourself permission in any area that you need to. And today I want to talk to you about money. Okay, first and foremost, before I go too deep into this, I do want to say I am not a financial advisor, not a lawyer, not an accountant. I have nothing professional to do with money advice, and this information really is just my story to maybe inspire somebody else to give themselves permission and believe that they can also get out of debt. And because I think we should be more transparent about money. I was listening to something this morning about creating a positive money mindset with Lewis Howes. One of the things that he said was that we need to talk about it more because we don't share this information willingly. We don't be transparent about situations. So it's hard to know where to go. It's hard to learn from that. It's hard to understand how we can grow and be more abundant, have more financial success in our lives when we have nobody else talking to us about it. They don't teach us in schools. Why? I don't know. I literally said to my stepdaughter, I think it was yesterday, like, I don't know why they don't teach you this type of stuff in schools, but they don't. And so we're going to talk about it. But I was in a lot, and I mean a lot, of debt. Right out of high school, I got myself in a relationship that lasted 4 years. And that relationship alone got me into about $70,000 worth of debt. Yeah. And not from college. I know. Isn't that even worse? I bought a brand new Nissan Titan, bought a brand new Harley, had an expensive mattress, financed things with I think it was a Lowe's credit card. I mean, I had great credit at the time and I utilized it to a negative extent. And the person that I was in relationship with, he was in the military. I'm not bashing the military, but if you know anything about military, their money comes first and 15th, always. No problems. No reason to think it's not going to come. So when you're young and seemingly in love, I don't even want to admit that for him, but you think everything's fine and it's all going to work out and the money will be there. So no problem until you break up. And everything is in your name, and you have a truck, a car, and a Harley, amongst a bunch of other things, and a pile of debt that you weren't expecting that you were going to have to get yourself back out of by yourself. And in the process, it ruined my credit because I just trusted. And I didn't know payments weren't being made until I got phone calls from debt collectors telling me so. Which meant then I had to go and repossess the vehicles and a lot of trauma, a lot of drama as well. Looking back, I realize now that it's taught me so much about how to handle money and I'm so much financially wiser. But it was a hell of a journey to find my way back out of that. When you have 3 car payments, you gotta figure things out. And one of the first things that I learned in terms of getting myself back out of this debt was that the more that I worked, the more money I could make. So I picked up any odds and ends jobs that I could find. To just keep generating, constantly working, constantly. Gig jobs, this job, that job. I had a regular job and then I worked on top of that and I picked up any possible side work I could think of and just kept piling on the jobs. And although that is important, that's not necessarily the first thing you probably want to do looking back, although it is definitely needed. First thing I would do now that I eventually figured out I needed to do was take an assessment of where I was. So I took the time, pen and paper, and wrote down every bill I had, every expense that I had, all the money that was coming in. And then I also had a column for the percentage of the interest. So, you know, how, what was the car at? What were the credit card rates at? What was the highest rate? What was the lowest rate? And then I broke that down and said, okay, you know, pay off the higher rates first and or the smaller debts. So if it was something less, I tried to get all of those out of the way so that I didn't have as much debt in as many places. And then I focused on the higher percentage debts and I paid those down in bigger chunks than the minimum payments. And I budgeted for myself what I could spend. And it really helped me hone in on, you know, utilizing all the food that I had and buying food on sale. And I still to this day, like I mentioned, my stepdaughter earlier, she kind of gets a kick out of the fact that I'll come home from Kroger with all sorts of things, all of them on sale, all of them at a crazy reduced rate. They don't always make sense or fit together, but it always works out. And I always spend less and get more. And it's something that my partner has really picked up on as well. And he's getting better and better about this. And he has learned, and he's really happy that he learned this from me. He's like, you can get a lot when you shop the sales. I'm like, yes, you can, my dear. You really can. But it helped me to become financially wise in terms of my spending. If you can get something for the same value for less price, then why wouldn't you? If you can buy the wheat bread instead of your favorite, I don't know, white bread or whatever, buy the one that's less. Buy the one that you're going to use up today that's half price, that needs to get used up today. Only buy what you need. And then when you're looking for, you know, if you need clothing or anything like that, I'm a huge proponent of going to like the outlets, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Ross, and then looking for the sale items there and always shopping the sale first. It's turned into a bit of a game for me because I love getting things on sale. And I love being like, oh, you love this? I got it for like way less than I was supposed to. I went to Ross this, I don't know, maybe like 2 months back now, month ago. When was that? I don't even remember. Doesn't matter. And I found leather UGG gloves, navy blue, nice, long, gorgeous gloves. $130 is what the price tag initially said. I got them for $30. Hello. You never know what you're going to find. But if you believe you're going to find something, you're going to find it. That's not the point of getting out of debt. The point of getting out of debt was that it helped me to understand how to make money, how to find work, and how to not buy things that I couldn't afford today. So that's the other big thing it taught me was if I have to finance it, I can't afford it. Period. If I don't have the money in the bank, I don't buy it other than my car. My car definitely gets it. But on the point of the cars, I figured out that with the insurance and with the cars, you can refinance and get those to lower rates potentially, but also different cars will give you a different insurance rate. So when I needed to get into a different car, I ended up buying a Nissan Maxima, but that at the time was considered a luxury sports car. So it had a very high insurance rate. And so I had to figure out how to shop around for insurance rates to lower the rate. And then I discovered that if you pay in a 6-month premium all at once, instead of breaking it up into monthly payments, that you actually get a reduced rate. And so since then, I only pay my car insurance in 6-month premiums. I don't have the monthly bill, partly because I hate monthly bills because of this experience. And I don't have monthly bills. Like I just don't, no. But it brought to light the fact that I could do that. And I had no idea. I didn't really ever get that education. And I think a lot of people don't realize you don't have to pay everything monthly. You shouldn't. If you can pay things at chunks, you're going to save money. So how can you position yourself that when that policy comes up, you can pay it all at once, you can save the money, and then the stress of having that monthly bill has disappeared. Boom. Do you know how freeing it is when you don't have a ton of monthly bills? I can count. Well, let's do this. Let's see. What do I have? I think I have like 3 or 4 monthly bills at this point because of this. So I minimized what I was spending. I decreased. I took inventory of where I was at and understand exactly what was costing me the most to decrease those things first. And I nipped out all the little things that were just looming over my head. And every time I paid something off, I felt so good about it. And I relished it, and I celebrated myself for it. I was proud of myself. I did the high five, you know, like, yes. And that made a difference as well. Because acknowledging your wins makes you in a better place mentally every time. Every single time, no matter what it is. So that's the essence of how I got out of debt. I had the $70,000 worth of debt. I picked up every little odd job I could, every $20, $50, $100, anywhere possible. I took a serious evaluation of where I was, and I got a clear understanding as to what was costing me what and how. I chopped out all the excess that was unnecessary, paid off little things first, and then focused on paying off the things with the high balances. And I found ways to reduce monthly bills by paying them in bigger chunks, which saved me money in the long run. I also learned that car insurance makes a difference. So when I ended up buying the next car after that, I did the research to find what cars have the least amount of insurance for my specific demographic and age bracket. So I found at the time, the girls who were in their 20s, this is great, in their 20s, later 20s, look like me, were not married, the lowest car insurance rates were on the smaller SUVs. And then from there, I said, okay, that's the type of car I'm getting. Chopped out everything else, said, nope, nothing else is going to do it because that's what's going to give me the lowest rate. And then I evaluated each individual car model to know exactly which ones that A, I liked, and B, had low rates. And that's how I ended up with an Altima? No. The Mazda CX-5. Also, great car. Love that car. Till it was too small and Big Daddy Smooth rear-ended me. It's another story. If you want to know about Big Daddy Smooth, let me know in the comments. ooh, that's a story. But it was about generating additional income in any small ways that I could and finding those little gig jobs that I could do on the weekends, that I could do at night, and evaluating where I was and really being focused, having a plan, and then working that plan. So if you're struggling with a lot of debt, you got to take inventory of where you're at. And maybe it is best to speak to somebody professional, but you need to educate yourself. Because another thing I didn't know was that when you close a credit card, it dings your credit. Which, first of all, doesn't make any sense. Personal opinion there, clearly, but I didn't know that. So I was running around paying off credit cards and then closing those bad boys. And then I would get my credit score and it was like, bing. And I was like, oh, whoa, what just happened? Well, because it shortened my length of history and the amount of credit I had available to me, it dinged the credit score. So your length of history matters. The amount of credit available to you matters. But then the amount that you're utilizing also matters. So I was seeing an uptick in my credit because I was reducing what was being utilized that I had available to me. But then as soon as I closed it off, I shortened this time span and I shrunk, I guess is a good word, the amount of credit I had available to me to use. Nobody told me any of this. Like, why is this not taught in schools? Hello. So now I have a couple of credit cards that I have because they give me that long length. I also have a car note because it's a continual payment. So you have to use your credit to keep your credit improved. So what I figured out was I couldn't just not have a car loan. I had to have something that I was paying on monthly, but not a whole bunch of things. So I used the car. Also, I had to because if you heard from the beginning, I had three car notes all at once, and I eventually got that down to the one, which was just a hassle in and of itself. Actually, the Harley got repossessed. I'm going to be completely transparent. The Harley got repossessed, and that took a seven-year dent on my credit that I had to just wait out. I didn't know how to drive the thing. It was a Harley Fat Bob, not the boy. It's a good looking little bike. I still have the jackets. If anybody wants them, they're for sale. Because for some reason, I just found them. I need to get rid of them. Ooh, which brings up a good point. One of the other things I did to generate more cash was go through what I physically had inventory of as well. And anything that I wasn't utilizing, I sold. And although it didn't generate a ton of cash, that little bit of cash that it did generate then went towards those high interest rates, right, to chop down those balances. And it went from just what I was making normally to a little bit of more flow. And the more that I did that, the more I was able and felt confident in myself on the ability to make money. And that seemed to make a big difference for me. So what do you have that you have skills at? Can you pick up a part-time job on the weekends, on nights, or just like a gig job? What gigs are out there? For me, that's how I actually got into promotional modeling and brand ambassador and spokesmodel work, because I figured out that they would pay me to go stand in the Publix, the grocery store. If you don't know what Publix is, shouldn't just assume, the grocery store, to sample people on Sam Adams beer. They paid me to do that. I was like, that sounds easy. I have a personality. I like to talk. I can do this. Clearly I can. And it's led to a lot of other work. But what can you find that's just random gig work that you can pick up to add to what you're doing? What do you already have that you can declutter, get rid of? Oh my gosh, there are so many websites and apps and things that you can sell things on. Like, mind-blowing. So utilize all the avenues, make yourself a game plan, and always be open to making money. Instead of going out every weekend, I was open to making more money after work. I didn't stick myself to a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday. I was like, what? And I still don't. I pretty much work almost 7 days a week because that's just what I do at this point. Now I'm a workaholic. Maybe that's a bad thing. I don't know. Probably. At some point, hopefully that's not the case. Next week it won't, because we're going on vacation next week. So two thumbs way, way up. But yeah, you can get out of debt. It's taking a picture of where you're at, understanding it, making yourself a plan, finding ways to increase the dollars that are coming in any way you can, and understanding how the credit works, how you can lower your bills, how you can lower your payments on things, how you can lower the percentage. Can you refinance? What else can you do? Can you pay 6 months instead of month to month? All those little things add up. And it's not about not drinking Starbucks. Everybody always is like, oh, you don't drink so many lattes, which I'm not a big fan of Starbucks anyways, because I don't know, you don't need all that sugar, but that's just me. Sorry about the dog. He can't help himself. But I think anybody can get out of debt if they decide that they can. And I think you can too, if that's your thing. Or maybe you just want to increase your finances. How can you find little ways to find more abundance and feel more appreciative of what you do have? I hope this was helpful. I hope this inspired somebody. I hope people appreciate the complete transparency of my crazy money story. If you do, if you liked it, let me know. If this was helpful for you, if you think somebody else could benefit from it, please share it out and let them also learn. And if not, well, thanks for listening. And I'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a beautiful day.